We're going to go to the standard commercial fishing license eligibility report. Who is handling that?
Garland. No, I got it.
Okay, Garland. Captain?
Give me just a minute to get everything pulled up.
No problem.
Yeah, so it looks like it's loading, so. There we go. Let me pull up my notes.
All right.
Okay, I think I'm ready if you are.
Let's do it.
Chairman, Commissioners, introduce myself. I'm Garland Yacht, Captain with the North Carolina Marine Patrol, and also Chairman of the Eligibility Board. I'm joined by or with Stephanie McInerney, who produced the memorandum you have and the commission report that you should have in your packet. What I'm going to do is give a brief overview of what the eligibility pool is, and then we'll move on. Eligibility pool is for an individual who does not hold a standard commercial fishing license, but wants to purchase a license through the Division of Marine Fisheries. They can apply to receive the license through the eligibility pool process. The application goes before a board, which determines that the applicant is qualified based on criteria set out in rule. So this chart shows how the number of available licenses are determined for any particular year. The temporary cap for licenses is set at a number of valid endorsements to sell as of June 30th, 1999, plus an additional or an extra 500 for the eligibility pool. And that brings our cap, as you'll see, to 8,896 licenses. You take away the licenses that were renewed or issued the previous year. This past year, we had 5,823 that were issued or renewed, leaves you with 3,073. Now, we also had nine that we subtract from the 3,073 because those individuals that were approved in the spring meeting have until June 30th of the following license year to purchase their standard commercial fishing license. So that leaves us with 3,064 licenses for the pool. But I want you to be aware with the we gave an extra month to renew licenses, so that number could be slightly lower because they gave them more time to renew than normal with COVID-19 this year. So I just want you to be aware of that. These are some considerations for fiscal year 2020. This past year, we had 52 standard commercial fishing licenses that were received, 41 were approved, 10 were denied, and one was tabled. That was a 44% increase in applications from 2019. We currently have seven pending applications, but I know that's changed from when this was last ran. It was ran earlier than today, so I know we have some more applications of that, but I do not have that number. And you'll see the deadline for renewal extended to July 31st due to COVID-19, like I said earlier. This is a historical eligibility pool data. It shows on the left of your screen the number of licenses that have been in the pool throughout time. And on the bottom, you'll notice is the different license years. The green line indicates number of licenses that have been available, and the blue line represents number of licenses that have been approved by the commission. You'll see from 2011 through 2016, the commission approved the total number of licenses that were available. 2017 hit a low of about 100. In the last 2 years, the commission has set the number to 500 licenses available for the pool. So what do we need you to do? We need the commission to vote to set the number of standard commercial fishing license in the fiscal year 2020-2021 eligibility pool. And just a reminder that there are approximately 3,064 licenses in the pool. In the last 2 years, you set it the cap at 500, which has been adequate for the number of applications that we've received.
Okay. Right. You've heard the request for us to put a number on a license in the eligibility pool. Doug, you got your hand up.
Chairman, Mr. Chairman.
Hold on. I recognize Doug first. I'll get you, Mike.
I'll give the floor to Mike. Go ahead.
Mike, go ahead then.
Just going to make a motion here, and I move to set the number of standard commercial fishing license in the fiscal year 2020-21 eligibility pool to 500.
Okay.
It's Doug Cross, I'll second that.
All right, great. Tricia? Okay, Mike's at your motion as you have made it.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, there's a motion, second. Is there any discussion? If not, roll call, Laura.
Hi there. All right. So, Commissioner Cross.
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Blanton.
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Hendrickson.
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Cornegie.
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner McNeil.
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Posey.
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Roller.
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Romano.
Aye.
Thank you. And Chairman Bizzle.
Aye. Okay, motion passes unanimously. Captain Yacht, thank you so much for your work on this. We do appreciate it.
Thank you all very much.